Ladies and gentlemen, next talk, please.
Hi, I'm Nia. I'm giving this talk from an experimental display server running Wayland on NetBSD. So at least having video output makes it a success to me. First of all, I have to start out being a bit sad because we have a load of cool, original, fairly unique APIs in NetBSD that have been developed over the years, but not a whole lot of software uses them. And yeah, it's kind of understandable because working with people is absolutely the worst part of open source. I've been given a lot of reasons for why pull requests haven't been accepted and things like that. And there's an increasing attitude that that even supporting things like BSD is just too much of a burden and it's holding open source development back. I really don't agree with that for obvious reasons. It's just something that's been coming from a particular camp of people, though. And we don't want to write everything ourselves. We don't want to completely reinvent WebKit and Nginx and everything else. Maybe we can make some progress, though, if we talk to the right people and work on the right things. And yeah, hopefully this talk helps. So NetBSD has its own audio API that was originally developed at Sun Microsystems, like a lot of technology that people are excited about these days. A lot of things that the tech community is excited about now seems to be things that were invented at Sun in the late 90s and early 2000s. it's got quite a lot of support in older software, but it's adoption in newer software since Sun died has not been too great. It's a really intuitive, simple API. I had no idea how to read audio code. I read a man page, and now I know how to write audio code. Just man for audio, if you want to have a look at that. And yeah, you need to use either standard file operations, because like a lot of the APIs I'll be talking about today, everything is a file. And really, you just use one ioctl to set the parameters of the audio format in a struct and pass it to the kernel, and then the kernel interprets the audio data or gives you back the audio data in the correct format. I wrote a mixer after learning to write audio code. I can probably show it to you if I turn off caps lock. This is AOI mixer. You can install that from package source today. It's freely available as a binary package as well now, I think. And it has quite a lot of functionality, actually. If you look at the output classes and everything, and there's various different controls, because you don't just have standard volume control anymore. You need to your laptop has a headphone port, it has speakers. If you have a desktop, it has lots of different ports, and you need to be able to control them independently if you want to be doing like anything but basic tasks. So that allows you to do that. And there was nothing really that existed that met those needs that I had at the time. And this work then led me to Firefox, because audio in Firefox was a complete mess. Let's put it that way. It was a complete mess on all of the BSDs, really, until Sound.io came along. There's an unofficial OSS backend that was using NetBSD's emulation of OSS, which is the old sound system that Linux used to use. Like in the early 2000s, before ALSA was invented, then Pulse Audio was invented, and I'm sure someone at Red Hat is working on reinventing Pulse Audio currently. it's been deleted from FreeBSD already because it was full of bugs. We've deleted it now too. Nobody likes writing or using emulation layers or shims. I really do not want to spend my life making sure we are bug for bug compatible with Linux. I cannot stress that enough. And Pulse Audio was the option promoted by Mozilla to meet everyone's needs. But it's kind of controversial. A lot of our users don't really like it for various reasons. It works, but you don't really need it. We do audio mixing in the kernel. Yeah. And newer tech just necessitated that we do this because I wanted to be able to attend work meetings on my NetBSD machine. And to do that, I needed WebRTC. And we had no way to record from microphones using the OSS backend. So now we have full device selection and a working OSS, a working Sun Audio driver for Firefox. Yeah, and it's a lot more advanced than the OSS backend and supports various of these features, allowing for higher quality audio, allowing for surround sound, allowing you to use USB microphones and things like that because, well, I had a USB microphone, I wanted to use it. And yeah, the Mozilla's media team was really nice and helpful. They were less nice and the team at Mozilla that was less nice and helpful was their legal team, who threatened to sue me for wanting to call our builds Firefox. All of this was done in C because the Mozilla audio library is maintained separately from Firefox. It's maintained on GitHub. The maintainers were really nice to me, and yeah, I don't know Rust. I don't see the point of writing this in Rust because it's just talking to a C kernel API, really. And that brought me another thing I have been kind of obsessing over recently is randomness.